Some legislators hope to boost the number of students in STEM programs. They say the science fields better prepare students for employment after graduation than, for example, the social sciences. But it's more expensive for a university to offer science courses than other disciplines. Genshaf told the Education Committee that as long as needy students still receive federal Pell Grants, she's fine with higher market rate tuition for STEM majors.
The market-based, I don't have a problem with market-based as long as we can care for the students that are Pell recipients. I don't want to see students that have less of an income not be able to enter a field that they're talented in.
Genshaft said that in 2008-2009, only one state university graduated more students with STEM degrees than USF. That's partly because of the university's emphasis on health and science programs.
We house the research vessels and were the first out when the Gulf oil spill occurred. We were out there. When we heard about it, we were out there. And it services all of the universities throughout the state. But our marine sciences is just phenomenal. So we look at water, we look at clean energy, we look at public health, we look at marine science.
Genshaft said USF is second among all universities in Florida in research grants at $400 million per year. She said one way to get more students into STEM programs is to get them interested in the sciences early.
I really do think there's a lot we can do, especially working and helping the pipeline from middle to high school, and then making it attractive for them to come in and working with them to make sure that this is something that they would enjoy.
President Genshaft sat alongside University of Central Florida President John Hitt, who also answered questions from the Education Committee this morning. The committee has also hosted other presidents of state universities last week and this afternoon. Some have supported a higher market rate tuition for STEM programs. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.